You're listening to Breakfast with Pablo.
Police Beats, where your local police from Karratha Station to give us an update on community safety and policing around the city of Karratha. Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens, good morning.
Good morning, Pablo.
Now, today we wanted to talk about the local security subsidy scheme, which started 1st of March. Some people may have received the letter drop that came past this week as well. Give us a bit of an update on how do people qualify for this scheme and what can they actually get from it?
Yes, thank you, Pablo. This is a part of the Safer Communities Partnership, and there is a $200 rebate available for people who install a security alarm system, a CCTV system, or sensor security lighting. Now, there are qualifying matters that you have to comply with, so the subsidy will be up to 50% of the total cost to a maximum of $200. And there is a condition that if you do install CCTV system, then you register it with the state CCTV register. And you can do that online. If you get into the WA Police website, you'll find the links there. At the bottom right-hand side of the page, under our community, where it mentions the state CCTV strategy, and there's a lot of information on that website for you. It's a great initiative, but in order to register, your CCTV system must have cameras that face the public area.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to go down the CCTV route, though, there are the other options that you mentioned as well that are beneficial. What are some of the benefits when you install some of these security systems?
Yeah, CCTV and sensor lighting are good because the three main crime prevention points are that you make it harder for someone to break into your house,
mm-hmm.
you reduce the rewards if they do break in, and then you also increase the likelihood that they'll be detected doing that. And that's where CCTV comes in, and sensor lighting and a security alarm system as well. It's a great initiative, and the police support it as much as we can.
Now, you do want to also do a bit of a reminder if people are out on the boats, because behaviour-wise, something quite shocking happened a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple of Fridays ago, we had a call from an offshore gas platform that some people in a pleasure craft had actually moored up to the platform, which is in a restricted zone, and the people on that boat were smoking. An incredible risk to everybody, the people on the boat and those on the platform as well, and it was a great concern to the police. So if you do go out offshore, stay away from these facilities. They are excluded areas, and that's for safety reasons, which you need to obey.
So if you would like to find out more info about the local security subsidy scheme, you can contact City of Karratha, karratha.wa.gov.au for more info. Our local police, alongside the City of Karratha Department of Communities, Rio Tinto and Woodside, operate North West Self Project, are members of the Safer Communities Partnership, a project focused on making sure the city is a safe, enjoyable place to live, work and play. Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens, thanks for stopping past.
Thank you, Pablo.
Breakfast with Pablo.